What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another Say Something podcast.
Oh boy, it's been a while.
No, wait.
You're not done with your intro?
No, that was done.
We are on location. Actually, we're heading to Mammoth, but we wanted to bring back the podcast. It's been 2.5 years, I think, since our last podcast. I think it was December of 2020. A lot has happened. Audra, what grade are you right now?
I'm in 7th grade.
Jacob?
I'm in 11th grade.
Noah?
I'm a senior.
Emma?
I'm old.
We were listening to it just to kind of refresh our memory, and we didn't recognize any of the voices talking. So, good to be back. I'm actually probably the most excited one to be doing this again. So, we wanted to catch people up, the 2 or 3 listeners we have out there, to our life as we are heading to Mammoth. Did I say that already? It is currently, what's the day today? March 17th?
Yeah, 17th.
2023. So let's go youngest to oldest. I want everyone to kind of think of an update they want to give, and then we can go off of that. Audra, you are in 7th grade. You want to share what's going on in 7th grade, where you're going to school, and some things.
Okay, so well, right now I'm going to LLA. I'm in junior high, so I got a lot of new things going on. I got lockers, class periods, but also sports teams. I'm in basketball right now, but I did softball and football in the past years, and then also this coming up week, I'm going on a school trip to Zion, and I'm really excited about that. It's 4 days, I think, right? 4 days, and we're gonna do a lot of hiking and exploring nature.
Apparently, when you start 7th grade, you start putting stuff on your face and your lips, right, Audra?
Oh.
All right, Audra, tell us what are the highlights of junior high so far? What is your favorite?
I think my highlights of junior high is the sports I've been doing, and with the sports I'm doing with friends. Because right now I'm in basketball, and I love my coach. Coach Hull is the best coach, and then a lot of my friends and best friends are doing it, so it's really. It's really exciting, and we have a couple of games already, and I think just sports in general are so fun to do it in a team.
Nice. Jacob, last time we heard from you, you sounded like this.
Yeah.
Jacob, tell us about your life. What's going on?
So I'm still going to LLA. I'm in I'm in my junior year of high school.
Is it in person?
Yes, it is in person. I forgot COVID existed. I don't think it exists anymore. But
okay, well, just to catch up. What are some of the COVID or non-COVID? What have changed? What are the? Do you still see COVID impact in your school?
No, not really. No masks. No special regulations. I haven't heard of anybody getting sent home because of COVID for a while. I don't think people test anymore. They just say they have the flu. So it's just they just rest at home. So yeah. No more COVID.
What are some of the big highlights of in the last 2 years that we've been gone? So 2020, you were a freshman when we did our last podcast, and you were doing distant learning. So give us some highlights since then.
Highlights since then?
You got your license?
Oh, that's a big thing. I got my license right on my 16th, or the day after, because technically you gotta wait a day after. So I got my license right when I could. And so that's been really helpful. Being able to go and do things by myself, that's pretty cool.
And he really helps with Noah to helps rides with Audra.
Yeah, I end up doing most of the rides because Noah just tells me to do it.
It's payment. I did rides for both of them for 3 years.
Jacob, last time we did the podcast in 2020, you probably weighed 60 pounds soaking wet.
60 pounds. Actually, I don't know what I weighed though. I probably weighed 110.
Back then or now?
I don't know. Back then. I don't really know.
And what have you been doing?
Why are we talking about my weight right now?
I was getting to working out. You're trying to bulk up. Right? That's a pretty big. That's a pretty big thing you've been doing, like consistently.
Nah, I mean a little bit. Trying a little bit.
Throw out some numbers.
Like his weight.
I weigh like 140 now, so okay. I gained a little bit of weight. Right. Yeah.
And then
they grew a little bit.
I'm still really light
though.
I need to gain more weight though.
Do you remember when you first started working out what you benched?
When I first started working out?
Yeah.
Like during probably like around the time we made our last podcast, it was probably at like 85.
You benched 85?
Yeah, that was my max.
Dude, I think you were slower. I think it was like 65.
No, it was like 85.
85.
That was
okay.
Like one rep max.
And what are you putting up now?
I put up like 170 this last weekend or two
really?
Weeks ago. Yeah, 170. Okay. So
you
still not that great, but I'm getting there.
But you're doing more than your body weight?
Yeah, a little bit more.
I don't think I've ever achieved that.
Really?
Very close. All right. Anything else, Jacob? What are you involved? What do you like right now? What are your?
I don't know. I've been spending a lot of time working on a bunch of like class office things. I'm the technical coordinator, so I'm doing a lot of like video skits. Yeah. Gotta figure that out. And I did football early this season, and now I'm in the golf season. So yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing, spending my life on.
Do you have a goal for your golf score?
Bogey golf.
Yes, okay.
Bogey golf.
Did you ever talk about like anime and stuff like that, K-pop, in the podcast?
No. I don't even know what that is.
Alright. How about your BFF? Any BFFs? Shout out to
no.
All right. Next on the list is Noah. Noah was a sophomore the last time we did this. What's going on with your life update now, Noah?
Me? I'm just trying to graduate.
You're not trying that hard. How many classes are you in? Give us your schedule. We're paying like a bajillion dollars for LA. What is your schedule currently?
Well, technically it's your fault because you made me do classes in the summer, so I wouldn't have... You literally said to have a free senior year. So I established that goal and I achieved it.
You can take
schedule.
More classes.
Well, why would I do that in my senior year? Anyways, I am actually taking five classes if you include golf. That's the only reason I'm eligible, because I'm taking golf or doing golf. It counts as a class. So I have no first period, so I go to school late, and then...
How late?
An hour late. Well, it's just one class. Uh-huh. And then I have my relationships and Bible class, and then I have English, my econ class, and then...
Physics,
but our school's weird, so usually I only have 3 classes per day, because some days I don't have, like... Bible for one day, or I don't have econ for one day. It's kind of hard to explain, but basically most days I usually have 3 classes, and then yeah.
Wow. All right, so what's been going on school wise goals, college, future, what's going on?
Currently I am in a dilemma of where to go to college. Right now the UC results just came out. I got into 2 out of the 4 I applied to, which I'm pretty proud of myself, because to be honest, I did the application maybe 3 days before it was due, so.
Why?
Well, initially, because I was always planning to go to Southern Adventist University, but then I got inspired after going to one of my cousin's house, and he told us what college he goes to, and I was like, okay. I should at least just try to get into, you know, one of these schools. And
are you glad you at least tried?
I am. And whether I go or not, at least it was a interesting experience that, you know, when do you ever try to apply to colleges? Like only once in your life. So,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, right now I'm still not sure 100% yet where I'm going to go, but I kind of have to make that decision soon.
You want to... share what you're doing this summer.
That's kind of cool.
And then this summer I'm gonna be actually extremely busy, so literally what, like 4 days after my graduation, we're gonna go, our family and one other family are gonna go to Japan, and then Korea. But initially, we were just gonna go home after that vacation. But recently, I was informed of a international summer program at Yonsei University, which is a pretty big college in Korea. And then,
what are you gonna do there?
I was gonna, well, at first I was just gonna, you know, have a vacation in Korea and then just go home. But after hearing about this program, it's technically a college class, so I'm gonna be doing a college class in Korea for 4 weeks. So I'm gonna be living in Korea for almost a month and a half.
I know, but what class?
Oh, it's just Korean. It's just a foreign language.
Is it to learn Korean or?
Oh, it's definitely to learn Korean. And for me, it's more of the experience of just being, living by myself, number one, but living in another country. And I think it'll be really awesome because I'm going to be doing it with a few friends. And
you'll be meeting people all over from
all over the world, not just from America. It's going to be literally all over the world, and I get to experience Korea.
Okay, and then you come back.
And then depending if I go to Southern, I have to go straight to Southern. Uh-huh. And I will be starting college then and there.
I think last time we spoke in 2020, you were pretty involved in, you know, flipping things online, buying stuff, selling stuff because of the whole COVID situation. How's that? Is that still a hobby, or how's that going?
Kind of. It got really hard, especially after like a year and a half ago, because our economy is not doing too well. And it just got a lot harder to be more profitable. And if you're not being profitable, it's hard to continue. I don't know if I would call it a hobby, but I guess I would call it a hobby. But I mean, I'm still looking ways, and right now I'm doing sports betting, but that's not really.
What the heck?
That's not really.
This is a family podcast. What the heck?
It's technically not betting. It's fantasy. It is betting, but anyways, we won't get into that. But yeah,
not really right now. Just like Noah, just like Jacob, you've been also putting time in the gym. Give us some numbers of when you started your weight. I know you were very interested in putting on mass.
How often do you guys go?
Well, okay. See, even though I have no classes, I'm still literally busy every day. Because right after I get out of school, I usually eat and then head straight to the gym. And I've been, especially this year, in 2023, I've been trying to consistently go 4 times a week. And I think I've successfully done it every week this year. Like Jacob, I think when we first started around I think it was end of freshman year, beginning of sophomore year, I was around, I think like 120. Like, I remember when I took my permit test, which was middle of sophomore year, my driver's license says I was 130, I think. But my bench press at that time was, I think, 95 pounds. That was my one rep max. I don't want to say my weight right now.
Why? It seems like I'm fat.
You are fat.
Like, are you like 150?
No, I'm like 160 right now.
Dang, you're fat.
Exactly. And my best PR for my bench was 205 pounds.
Is that a lot? Is that a lot?
No, I need to get it higher. Why?
You want it higher?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you doing drugs?
No. It's just if you're consistent, it'll improve.
No, that's good. I'm very happy for that consistency and dedication. Audra, you didn't share with us your summer plan. What are you doing?
So, this summer, I'm like, when Noah said that the family is going on the Korean and Japan trip with the other family, I'm actually not attending that trip. I'm actually going to Thailand for 4 weeks with my grandma, and I'm actually going to be attending a Thai international school for 2 weeks. And I have some cousins there that we're going to stay with, and we're just going to, me and my grandma are just going to travel and eat a lot.
That's going to be really cool experience.
You're still with family, just not our family.
Yeah.
All right. Good updates. Emma,
want to update?
Me? Or mine? Yeah. Are you updating?
I got a hernia. That's why I can't lift with the boys. I gotta get that fixed. These are the things you deal with when you get old. I blame CrossFit. It just feels weird. It just keeps popping in and out. But
oh, what the heck?
Sorry. No, life has been interesting since COVID. One thing I started doing as a side gig is a teledoc, which is kind of a cool thing. It's a telemedicine. I act as a pediatrician. I feel called. It's kind of like a Uber type setup. You just turn your app on and you pick up calls, and they're pretty much the same thing: runny nose, coughing, and just talk them. So yeah, anyways, that's just how I've been passing time. But yeah, that's an update.
I mean, I think one thing, I don't know when what year we exactly started. Was it 2021? But our new hobby, me and you, is I think golf. Do you think that, Audra?
Yeah, every day.
I think when it happened during COVID. Right?
I know. So
COVID,
was it 2020 or 2021?
No, it was 2020. Everything towards was shut end. Down, okay. But then people were encouraged to go out and about, do nature and stuff like that. And the one thing that never really shut down was golf courses. I think they made you wear masks, right?
Yeah,
initially.
I don't remember.
But a lot of our friends got involved and joined our club in Redlands, and Elena's been playing 8 days a week. what do you think? Do you like it? What do you like about it, or why?
I don't really like golf, but I like it that we have a hobby together. But I do play a lot. But I think that's kind of just my personality. If I get in, start something, I just kind of continue with it. But do I love it? No, not yet. It's very hard.
You love it.
Everyone thinks I love it because I play a lot, but it's very hard and very frustrating and very long. And but yeah, I am part of a women's team. So, but yes.
All right, well, that's a good kind of summary. Our next topic might take a bit. Let's talk about relationships. All right, we're done. No, our next topic.
Are you trying to be funny?
Yeah. Is Luna. Let's give an update on Luna. Audra, anything?
She's still black.
She's still with us. There was a couple of close calls. Yeah. No, for real though. Our next topic we want to share is that this is Noah's senior year. A lot of big milestones were hit in the last couple of years. I think the big one, he turned 18 last month. He's going to be graduating, leaving the house. We were talking about, like, in some cultures, they're kicked out of the house at 18 on their own. So I don't know, Emma, how do you feel about having a...
This one kind of hit us differently, I think. It just sounds like he's legally adult. I keep thinking about when we turned 18. I really felt like I was old. I always felt like I was old though. So, and once I left for college, I didn't come back home. I think.
You didn't come back home?
No, I think once I left for college.
Did you come back home after college?
Huh?
If we were to come back home after college, would you let us back in?
Would you let him back?
It's an economic choice. Rent is expensive.
Oh, so you guys would come back and live with us?
Think about that. Free housing.
Would you come back and live? Would
you bring in the bank?
Would you come back and live with us?
If I come back home solo bolo from college, then that might be the move.
You guys are always welcome, right, Appa?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well... Yes, you guys are always welcome, but for me, once they turned 18, I went to college and then never came back. I got married and then had you guys. So, yeah, and he's going to live. So, there's a lot of fun activities coming up. They're going to have, like, senior night and junior-senior banquet and graduation. And this is our first graduation, big graduation, so we're excited. We're going to... do a lunch for him. And so we're just excited. And then, like Noah said, we're off. We're off for the summer, and then I feel like everyone's going to start school again. So it's going to be a really busy next couple of months. But I'm excited. I think I'm excited. My parents are excited. I think we're just all excited.
Do you realize when Opa comes back from college, and if he doesn't go to like medical school or anything, and he comes back to live with us, I'll still be in the house?
You'll be in the house?
Like, I'll still be in high school.
That's true. You're going to be graduating then.
Interesting. Yeah, I think they just announced all the graduation plans for the weekend, and it's like, yeah, a lot of stuff happened. I remember when I graduated many, many years ago, it goes by fast. Kind of like the wedding day. You don't remember stuff, and then next thing you know, it's done. So yeah, so enjoy it while you can. All right.
Okay.
Well, we're in Bishop, so we're going to stop by and get gas, but wanted to bring back the podcast one more time. Hopefully, we'll do a few more before he leaves.
Okay. Do you guys have anything to say?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you for listening.
Bye. We should do like a...
And make sure you say something funny and give your... loved ones a big hug
before they leave to college.
Okay, bye.